The Global Health Education and Humanitarian Assistance Organization, Project HOPE, has launched a program in Mozambique to improve the economic status of orphans and other vulnerable children affected by the HIV/AIDS epidemic. I spoke with Project HOPE's Senior Director for Economic Strengthening, John Bronson, about the project.
This project actually is a small activity compared to what we're doing overall in Mozambique. Project HOPE has had a lot of expertise and experience in economic strengthening with caregivers of AIDS orphans, which constitutes the bulk of our programming activity. This particular new program is working with several local organizations to build their capacity to implement programs that involve economic strengthening. And we utilize a methodology that is referred to as Village Savings and Loan as the programmatic methodology.
You know, we always talk when I get together with somebody from Project HOPE about how you do work with local communities, and these VSL groups are an example of that in Mozambique, correct?
That's exactly right. It's a program approach that tries to really build capacity and help build knowledge and skills and help bring new resources to very impoverished families to help them overcome the burdens that they're facing.
And let's talk about that. You know, not everyone who will be hearing this interview will know that much about Mozambique specifically. Poverty, yes, we understand. AIDS, most people are fairly familiar with it. Is there anything unique about the plight of people in Mozambique?
Well, people don't often realize that Mozambique is an extremely large country. So the government resources are being stretched across a very large geographical area with very different environments and different places. They also have come out quite some years ago from a long-term civil war. And so it does represent a lot of optimism and hope with a reasonably stable government that they're able to build up the economy and people are able to improve their lives and recover from disastrous past.
And let's talk somewhat, John, about households where orphans and vulnerable children reside. Life has got to be difficult under the best circumstances there. You're going to specifically help them how?
Well, we're going to try to help them find ways to generate more income, as well as to improve the health and the vitality of their households. We utilize a methodology that involves bringing a variety of resources. We build leadership. We build group dynamics. The participants in the programs help set up what they think they can make in terms of a savings contribution, a very small amount of money on a regular basis. And as they begin to operate the group and bring that money together, they can begin to relend it to each other in case one of the participants has an idea to do a small income generation activity. Oftentimes, they have no ability to access formal financial capital from banks who would never lend to women, in many cases, and certainly not in rural areas. So this gives them access to some resources to do some generate some income. And as they pool up these funds, they're able then to utilize them in ways to help to benefit their household, whether it might be to improve, put windows on a house that has no windows, or to buy more nutritious foods for their family, or to pay for school fees that they weren't able to pay for before so the children go and access education. So there's a variety of ways to help them. But mostly it's about building the capacity of the local people to find solutions to their problems.
How many households are you expecting to reach?
Well, this particular project is not all that large. I believe it's about 1,400 households that we're working with. But in Mozambique, Project HOPE is currently working with over 20,000 households in other programs as well using the same methodology.
Let's just talk briefly about that. Obviously, large country, as you said. What else does Project HOPE do in Mozambique?
Well, this is the predominance of our activities. We also do what's called parenting education, where we have developed a methodology to help those who are caring for orphans in the home to become better parents, how to advise them about a prevention of HIV/AIDS, know when to access health care when it's important, being able to understand the rights, helping children who have experienced the loss of a parent to deal with their bereavement, and other ways to basically try to help the children become productive and well-functioning members of their society.
John Bronson is Project HOPE's Senior Director for Economic Strengthening. For more on Project HOPE, check out their website at projecthope.org.